with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
How's it going, everyone? It is firepower time. Once again, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, we're going to bring it live to you in direct. All right, so the biggest hypocrites in America are the Democrats, with the biggest hoax ever, one of the biggest that they're running right now on President Trump and the American people. House Leader Nancy Pelosi and Democrats put out this idea that they want to protect the constitutional rights, ours, right? But that's not really what they're doing. They repeatedly demonstrate how they want to take our gun rights away and our freedoms. The Constitution is about protecting our individual rights from the government. Do you remember that? That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's always been. But the Democrats, they have this thing. They want to change it. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats don't want to protect our individual rights. They are big government. They feel they know what's best for all of us. They devalue our rights. They devalue us as American people. They are the biggest hypocrites. On one hand, they say, I want to protect you. But on the other, they support the socialist media and the socialist mainstream media news networks that's trying to take our voice away. Look, they just did it to President Trump on his Twitter, knowing good and well he didn't violate anything, but they took his tweet away. The United States president. They're silencing the president. They know what they're doing. They are silencing a credible part of the population. A considerable part of the population. They don't agree with. But it's not about them agreeing with us. It's about them listening to us. Whether they agree or not, they have forgotten the true foundation of the Constitution to protect us from them. That's what it's about. We need to be protected from them, but they feel that they should do whatever it is they want and we should just go along with it. Do you know what the legacy of the Democrat Party will be? Do you? It will be the failing case against Kavanaugh, where they couldn't provide any evidence to get him approved. Or the Mueller report, where they didn't even have enough evidence to support a claim of collusion. And they're still going on about it. Collusion, collusion, collusion. And there's nothing there. And now we have a whistleblower where they're saying the secondhand information is valid information. So I heard it from him. He heard it from him and he heard it from her. But you know what? We're all just going to go along with it because it's valid. No, it doesn't work that way. And they know this. The Democrats have put out one false allegation after another. It is time for the American people to stand up. It is now, more than ever. This is the time that we have to stand up and vote these crazy, demonic leftist people out. And I like to say, vote them out. So in order to help us achieve this and get this all out, go over to band.video and at the top right, click on that little hamburger stack and go down to firepowernews.com and you'll be able to watch the whole thing live right now. You can see it going on. So let's head on in into the studio. You know what? The Democrats brought this onto themselves. They're going to destroy themselves. They know they are. And I think the biggest thing they haven't realized is that the American people are going to stick with President Trump no matter what they do or how crazy and insane they become. So please do me a favor. Go on over to band.video. Wherever you're watching this, however you're listening to this, go to band.video. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Tell them to join us tonight. Say, let's go see what these guys are talking about. What are they talking about? How is it this black man is supporting President Trump? And they say he's racist, but he's not. We're going to talk about it all right after this. See you in a minute.
necessary.
I know you support Chairman Schiff, but was it right for him to have that dramatic interpretation of the president's transfer of the phone call at the hearing last week?
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
Man, we're using the own president's words. We're using the own president's words. I mean, seriously, what words did she hear? Oh, Shifty Schiff said a parody of what President Trump was saying. So it must be true. So we have to go along with what Shifty Schiff said. I mean, you know what? Before I came on the set, I'm not going to even say that. You know what? Shifty Schiff, he needs to go away. Really, he needs to go away. With him constantly lying, with him constantly putting out this false information, he really needs to go away. All right, welcome. Band.video, band.video, firepowernews.com, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We're going live right now. So we have Tom with us. Tom, Nancy Pelosi. What is wrong with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, it's like she's not even on the same reality. It's like she's on the upside down world.
Well, it's interesting, Will. We've seen a lot of these Democrats. They seem to have this totally opposite world, series of events that they're basing their entire premise off of. We think we have reports that Schiff met with the whistleblower. That's a tongue twister. Whistleblower before the whistleblower ever went public. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility to believe Nancy Pelosi might have had a heads up on this. And the thing is, they're going off, as you said, secondhand hearsay. When President Trump released the transcript, they just want to pretend that transcript doesn't exist. I think Nancy Pelosi wanted Schiff's little theatrical performance, his quote-unquote parody. I think that Nancy Pelosi wanted that to be perceived as the truth. They didn't count on the transcript getting out. And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, the woman, God bless her, she's 78, 79 years old. She talks like she has dentures. She doesn't seem like she's all there. I don't think she's probably even read the transcript. And if she has, I don't think she remembers it.
You know what? I think if Shifty Schiff would have gave her a copy of it when he was writing it, I mean, supposedly writing it, I mean, then maybe it would have been a different story. But, you know, why? It's like, why? It's like the same thing over and over. They keep doing the same thing day in and day out. They're pushing this whole impeachment, knowing good and well it's not valid. There's nothing there. So I'm just curious, how many people in America actually believe this nonsense? Well, we know there's a few because there's still these leftist Democrats that will believe anything that they're saying. I mean, it's completely crazy. So we have another clip with the Democrats, how they want to impeach. It's all about impeachment. It's all about impeachment. I mean, seriously, Democrats when was the last time they did anything legislatively? I mean, seriously, when was the last time? Have they created a bill? Have they done anything? Have you seen it? Maybe I missed it. Maybe they did it something and then we were all sleeping. I don't know. But let's go to this video.
I have absolute certainty, because we're going to make sure it happens, that we will retain the majority in the House of Representatives. What's more serious is that he can't win. That is very serious.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
Speaker Pelosi gets it. She told Democrats they need to strike while the iron is hot.
The president does not have to commit a crime to be impeached.
Sort of the politics of it could be in jeopardy, and we want to maintain our majorities.
Nancy Pelosi gets it. She gets it. Nancy Pelosi gets what? That she's crazy, she's insane. And who is that, Chris Matthews on MSNBC Crazy C? I mean, seriously, she gets it? Bring the hammer down? I mean, my goodness. And then you have to impeach President Trump or we're going to lose. Now, that's a true statement. I have to admit it. If they don't impeach him, they're going to lose. They're going to lose regardless. And I want them to lose. I want this to crush the Democrat Party.
Well, that's what it comes down to, Will. These people, they know they have no chance electorally of winning come 2020. Their best candidate is Joe Biden, who now, I believe he will. He's never going to win the nomination because of this Ukraine scandal. Before this, I thought, yeah, they're going to give it to Creepy Sleepy, and that'll be the end of the nomination process. He'll be this cycle's Hillary Clinton, but no way he's going to make it to the nomination. So the only way a Democrat, probably Elizabeth Warren, gets into office is if they can impeach President Trump, and she's he's running against Vice President Pence. That's the only chance they have. And there you have several different Democrats admitting that's the name of the game. Impeach the man. That way he can't run in 2020. It's their only hope. Impeachment for a non-crime, which you just heard the man say. You don't have to commit a crime to be impeached, apparently. I don't know if that guy's read the Constitution or not.
You know what? I mean, they're saying, well, we don't like him, so we can impeach him. So it's like, what are we waiting on? AOC, she said, one of our constitutional rights is to impeach the president. I mean, seriously, that's their only goal. Find dirt. You know what was really amazing about all this, the whole Ukraine deal? They're upset because supposedly that President Trump might find some dirt, or he's asking the Ukraine president and now China to find dirt on his political opponent. Well, when he was running in 2016, weren't they doing that? Weren't they looking for dirt on President Trump? Yeah.
I mean, the entire Steele dossier is an unverified, unconfirmed report dossier made by a foreign national.
Yes. They were looking for dirt on President Trump. And you know what? Ever since then, when they still haven't found anything, they keep saying we have to keep looking. They keep saying it. But, oh, here it is. President Trump is saying, you know what? If there was some corruption done here, just look into it. Has nothing to do with the political race. They don't want Joe Biden. He's an old white man. I mean, they don't want him. Democrats, they already got an issue. I repeat this all the time because it's worth repeating because they're the ones doing it. The left, they don't like white people unless they comply with whatever all the crazy stuff that they're doing. But other than that, they want white people to look bad. President Trump, they constantly say he's racist. They don't want Joe Biden because he's an old white man. So they don't care about all of that. They don't care about the fact that President Trump is actually looking to the corruption. They're just using it to get at him.
I'd say that's exactly right. They have no interest in actually getting to the bottom of anything. They have no interest. I think that the party itself, the establishment, they're crazy about Joe Biden. They see it as return to the Obama years, which was unlimited corruption from every country you can imagine. But the party itself, because of people like Bernie Sanders, AOC, Presley, the entire squad, they are so vehemently socialist and identitarian. I mean, people say there's a problem with white nationalism in this country. I think there's a problem with these people in the Democratic Party who have become so embroiled in their own racism that they cannot judge. I mean, if you want to talk racism, Biden has way more racist skeletons in his closet than President Trump could ever have.
Yeah, absolutely. At first, I thought you were going to say A.O. Sleazy, which is fitting, which is actually fitting. You know, speaking about, you know, them making up all of these lies and putting out this false information, Trump Jr., and I believe you brought this clip, if I'm not mistaken. Trump Jr. brought it out and he said exactly what it is. They'd like to do the whole Smollett thing. Let's go to that clip.
Didn't you actually, in the middle of the hearing, I heard a rumor, you can confirm this, that he kept leaving the room and then all of a sudden, seconds later, what had happened moments ago in the room was being reported on fake news CNN. Did that happen?
Sean, I was in there for about 9 hours, and magically, when I got done at about 7:30 at the night, I go and look at my Twitter feed to catch up on the news of the day, and starting at about the first bathroom break, CNN is live tweeting essentially the contents of the hearing. Now, I don't know, but Adam Schiff has never been afraid of a microphone. He's never met a camera he didn't love. And frankly, he's never met a camera he didn't lie to. Adam Schiff is basically the Jussie Smollett of Congress on steroids. I've never seen anything so ridiculous. And if a Republican member of Congress tried to get away with this, the media would be all over them. They wouldn't just accept it. You had people, what was it, BuzzFeed today? Well, it doesn't really matter that Adam Schiff lied to us because he's pushing our agenda. He's pushing our narrative. More importantly, Sean, the American people see it. They get it. They see Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we'd like to maybe talk about healthcare and maybe USMCA. They haven't done anything in 3 years, Sean. They haven't tried to do one single piece of legislation. The reality is this. They hate Trump more than they love America. And more importantly, they want to resist Trump more than they ever wanted to work for their constituency. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. President, they hate Trump more than they love this country. They hate this man. They're going to do everything they can to get rid of him. We'll be back after this.
if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of Ukraine.
You know what? They don't want the truth to come out about Biden. They don't. Because I truly believe it's going to lead right to Obama. I mean, seriously. And then how is it you are the vice president and your son is doing these deals with these countries and making millions upon millions of dollars and no one says anything? Can you just imagine? Just imagine, Tom. Just imagine if this was Trump Jr. working with a company in another country, making millions upon millions of dollars. Just imagine, they would, I mean, my God, they would be trying to crucify this man. And they know it.
Absolutely, Will. I mean, what we're seeing here, the media had a massive conniption fit today when they saw President Trump call for China to investigate the Bidens. And they say, Here he is. He's calling for yet another foreign power to meddle in the U.S. elections. Look, it's not meddling in the U.S. elections if there is possible criminal activity. It's called having a society, a global society, which they're supposedly for, that is predicated on law and order. That's what this is about. And the Democrats, they are the party of anarchy. They are the party of chaos. Yes. They are the party of crime and corruption. That's what I hope Americans and the viewers at home are taking away from this. These people are going to the absolute 10th degree to trying to make sure there is no accountability if you have a D in front of your name. As you said, Will, if this was a Republican, if it was Mike Pence's son doing these things, we would have so many indictments. We would have subpoenas. He would no longer be vice president. He wouldn't be allowed to show his face anymore. But if it's a Democrat and you allegedly commit all these crimes and your family is involved in all these, what the president calls crooked deals, then you get a total free pass. I think Americans saw this with Hillary Clinton. Now they're seeing it again with Joe Biden. And I honestly hope they're completely sick of it, Will.
I mean, you would think that the news reporters would say, okay, you know what? The real story here is Joe Biden, his son doing billion-dollar deals with another company outside of the country, and Joe Biden hands on it. I mean, just the connection, just the mere fact that Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, decided to have a prosecutor fired that just so happened to be investigating the same company that his son was the board member of. What? I mean, really? I mean, seriously, it wasn't that Joe Biden's son left the company. It wasn't that. It was during the same time he was on the board. The writing is on the wall for them not to want to look into that. It's like the conservative media is saying, hello, people. There's something going on here. If it was the other way around, it would be a big stink in the liberal media. They would say this is corruption and it stinks to high heaven. They know they would be doing it. But see, they don't do that. That's not their motto. Their motto is just like you said. As long as you're a Democrat, you can do the corruption. It's okay. We'll look the other way because we're expected to do that because we're Democrats. So we have a clip with President Trump. He straight up said it, that Joe Biden is probably going to go down. And he should, rightfully so, because he admitted to doing all of this. So let's go to that clip with Joe Biden. All right.
Well, I think Biden is going down, and I think his whole situation, because now you may very well find that there are many other countries that they scam, just like they scam China and Ukraine. And basically, who are they really scamming? The USA. And it's not good.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly it. They're scamming the USA. They're getting over on the American people. And the Democrats, they don't care. Oh, it's not our money. It's, you know, it's just the taxpayers' dollars. And it doesn't matter. It's crazy.
Well, that's about the gist of it, Will. And the USA is getting scammed here. I mean, think of this. We are dependent on their corruption to get energy in this country now. We're dependent on this, their corruption to get bills passed in this country. And what we're seeing here, I mean, this is how the Democrats, this is their MO. It's Hillary Clinton all over again. We saw all of this happen with the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Well, it turns out it's not just Hillary Clinton. Now it's Joe Biden too. And if there is any law and order in this world, we will see things happen to the Biden family. And I'm not saying terrible things. I don't want violence. I want this to be investigated.
Right.
We've had 3 years of investigating President Trump because he sneezed and he didn't use a Kleenex one time when he was 12. Maybe we should get some serious investigations into what might amount to serious criminal activity that put the United States at risk. Biden was allegedly willing to withhold funds to a NATO ally because they wouldn't fire a prosecutor who was going after his son. Why is this not massive red flags to the Democrats? Well, we know, because they're corrupt.
Yeah, they're 100% corrupt. I mean, you laid it out exactly. And I mean, what's really driving them crazy, right? I mean, what's driving the Democrats crazy? I mean, it's driving them crazy because everything that they're doing is not working. None of it's been working. They think, okay, we got them. But it's not working. So we have another clip. Do you want to talk about this clip before we go into it?
So this is a fantastic clip. President Trump knows exactly how to drive his enemies up the wall, and he does it to extreme effectiveness on Twitter, on all of social media, and in his rallies. So this is President Trump explaining exactly how to drive his lovely, lovely opponents on the other side who are obsessed with investigating him, how to drive them to the brink of insanity. Let's go ahead and play it.
16 years.
One of these crazy maniacs on the show was interviewing somebody, radical left, and he goes, you know he's going to win, don't you? Big show. And the guy goes, no, we're going to fight him. No. He's going to win. And you know he's never getting out. You know that, don't you? He's not going to get out. You know he's... And I thought, like, you know, he's a comedian. I thought he was, like, kidding and having fun. He meant it. These people are sick. They meant it. Anyway, but no, if you want to drive him crazy, just say 8 more years or 12 more years. 16 would do it good.
16 more years. I love it.
Really,
I love it.
Into the loony bin.
You know what? We need to create memes. Everyone create a meme right now. Say 16 more years. 16 more years. And they're like, oh my goodness. The Republicans, the conservatives, they want Trump for 16 more years. We can't take it. They would just explode. I mean, they can't handle it. They can't handle it. 16 more years. I love it. I love it. We'll be back. Not 16, but we'll be back.
This is Firepower. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, we are back. So, you know, one of the things that I like to do, I like to go out and I like to confront these crazy leftists. I like to step up in front of them and get in their face, not be violent, but do it, you know, being civil, bring it to their attention that we are on to their craziness. 100% we're on to it. I like going to places. I've been to the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and I've confronted them there. I don't mind going to their office. I don't mind going meet them out on the streets, wherever they are. We, the American people, should confront them wherever they are, but be civil about it. Don't do it the way the left is doing it. I encourage everyone, if you see these politicians out there, you get in their face and let them know that we are onto their craziness. Let them know that we're onto it. We're not going to fall for it. A good example of that is when I went to Chicago. But even a better example is the video we're getting ready to show you with Elizabeth Warren. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably have seen this, but for those of you that have not seen this, this is a treat. Let's go to it. So Tom, you seen this? You know what? I like to confront these politicians when they're doing this. I mean, she just got out the airport, and she's walking. She's trying to ignore the people with the Trump signs. But I love the fact that they had the bravery to confront her. And you know what? She's trying to ignore them as much as possible. But there's only so much you can ignore. We need more of this. This is people standing up for their freedoms in this country.
They're really just taking Mad Maxine Waters' advice here. They're confronting these people in public. They're making it so they can't walk peacefully through the airport. I commend them, and I thank you, Mad Max, for telling the Republicans how to actually get out there and do activism. But, you know, it's fascinating. Well, you don't really see this from the left wing. Yesterday, A.G. Barr was in Wichita, and they had maybe three protesters there. I saw it out of my office window. Maybe three protesters were there. You don't see this type of thing when it comes to Republicans, unless it's orchestrated, and then you find out MoveOn.org sent out a text notification. But this strikes me as something that was fairly organic. Some folks found out where she would be and decided to get there. And this just goes to really show the Democrats, they're putting out all these phony push polls right now where it says that 100 million people say they impeach Trump. 110% of Americans want him impeached. Then you see stuff like this happening organically in an airport, and it's like, no, I don't buy it. I think the American people are sick of the Democrats, sick of the fake news, sick of this phony impeachment scandal, and sick of washed up politicians like Elizabeth Warren, who in the past year and a half, she's become Bernie Sanders with longer hair. I mean, it's rather pathetic.
And her hair is short. You know, so speaking about Elizabeth Warren, she made a statement. Now, this is the way I heard it. Maybe you heard it differently, but she made a statement where she's saying that it's in the Constitution to put a limit on how many firearms the U.S. citizen can have. I mean, at least that's what I heard. So, you know, maybe we should play this video for everyone out there and let them get their opinion. So I would encourage you to go over to band.video and go to Firepower. You can leave comments there. So I'm just curious. Are you hearing the same thing? And also on top of that, you can go to the Firepower on Twitter. Leave a comment. Are you hearing the same thing? So let's go to Elizabeth Warren talking about our Second Amendment.
First question that I asked you about limiting guns.
So one of the things that helps accomplish, at least as best we can understand the data, is that it keeps people from bulking up in the middle of a crisis, and serves as a flag. If someone... Look at some of these folks who've gone out and bought a whole lot of guns at once. I'd kind of like to know about that. And
Stop it real quick. Rewind it by like five, seven seconds. Who are these folks she's talking about? Bulking up. You know who she's talking about? I'm going to be blunt. She's talking about white men. Bulking up when something goes down and all the stuff start going crazy. Obama said it. Hillary said it. The Democrats said it, that they're going to take your guns. So guess what? A lot of white people, specifically white males, started bulking up. That's who she's talking about. Let's just be blunt. Why is she trying to cover it up? That's exactly because she's on the stage with a black man. Really, it's obvious. Go ahead. Continue.
If someone... Look at some of these folks who've gone out and bought a whole lot of guns at once. I'd kind of like to know about that. And say there's actually going to be a federal limit on this. Is it going to solve the problem all by itself? No.
Does it survive constitutional scrutiny?
Yeah.
Can you limit a...
No question. In the crowd.
No,
they're laughing, but they're clapping.
First question
that I asked you. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. Does the Constitution say that they can put a limit on how many firearms you can own, how many bullets you can own?
You know, Will, I'm no constitutional lawyer, but I seem to somehow I have this phrase in my head associated with the Second Amendment that says, shall not be infringed, not shall not be more than 10, not shall not be purchased more than 3 at a time. I don't think any of that exists anywhere in the United States Constitution. The fact that what is she talking about bulking up on weapons? So if you buy 5 guns, are you a red flag law recipient? Are you going to have a no-knock raid at 2 a.m. to kill your dog, kill your wife, and take the guns away? I mean, exactly what is it that she wants here? And I if you want to know who these people are, Elizabeth Warren, it's me. It's you, Will. I'm sure it's everybody in the audience who's bought more than one gun at a time before.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you just buy one gun if you're in the market? Maybe there's two that you like.
It's crazy. You're talking about, we need to know who they are so we can come take them from you. That's what that boils down to. That's what it comes down to. They want a civil war, but they really haven't pushed it over the edge completely. We're in a civil war. I don't care what anyone tell me. From what I see, we are in a civil war. It's just not, you know, you can walk outside, you don't have to worry about bullets flying over unless you go to certain parts of Chicago or whatever. But
well,
anyway.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Well, I was just, I've spoken to sources who are former top military people, people who would go in, one or two guys, and try to smooth over relations in parts of Iraq and Afghanistan. And they say, well, we're in the United States right now. It amounts to a soft or cold civil war. That right now, people are ready and willing. Thank God we have not had an event that precipitates violence yet, but the left is doing their best to gin that up.
God.
And again, that's what you and me are sitting here trying to do. We're trying to prevent any type of violence.
Yes, you're 100% right, Tom. 100% right. But they keep pushing it. And if they keep pushing the envelope with our president, they're going to get something that they didn't expect. And I don't want that. So the best thing for them to do is stop this nonsense, stop doing all this crazy stuff and start doing the job they're supposed to do. The job that, I can't say the job that they were elected because you have a crazy people out there that elected them to impeach President Trump specifically. So we have this other clip with Brennan doesn't understand investigation. So let's go out with that clip. All right. We'll be back.
Do you understand a motive?
I don't. And I'm supposedly going to be interviewed by Mr. Durham as part of this non-investigation. I remember William Barr, you know, when he was testifying in front of Congress, he said he didn't understand the predication of the counterintelligence investigation that was launched into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. I don't understand the predication of this worldwide effort to try to uncover dirt, either real or imagined, that would discredit that investigation in 2016 into Russian interference. You know, on one hand, the Obama administration is crucified for not doing enough. Mm-hmm. And now they're looking for what we might have done in order to try to understand better and to prevent the Russian interference. And I do agree, it's not just that Trump doesn't care about Russian interference. I think he is hoping that he's going to get it. Because he knows that Russia interfered on his behalf. And I think as he sees his political fortunes dwindling, I think he really is hoping that his pal Vladimir is going to come through once again.
Shut him up. President Trump doesn't need Russia. He doesn't need Ukraine. He doesn't need China. He already has the American people, and they're terrified. We'll be back.
The best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. When President Obama became President of the United States, he elevated science to a higher place in our national priorities. It is science, 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 and science. Breaking our crippling addiction to oil, they are developing desirable, efficient cars that get more than 100 miles per gallon. My son, Paul, who is here with me, tells me that that is par for the course and not to be overwhelmed by that prospect that will be considered the normal.
We're having a very exciting day here in Washington, D.C. A lot of focus on innovation and technology to help solve a lot of the world's energy crisis, both oil spills, which we'll be participating in, cars and efficiency, which is represented today, and space and different adventures and using technology from space to make human conditions better here. My name is Paul Pelosi. Of course, I'm on the board of Vistol Oil. And Vistol's here today to talk about accelerating the future. It's about using cars in a more efficient manner. It's about utilizing natural resources, whether it be electricity or gas or fossil fuels, in a more efficient way. And Fiscal Oil is a part of that solution. We're also going to take place in the next XPRIZE competition. This XPRIZE rewarded cars, utilization of natural resources through the use of technology. And that's what Fiscal Oil does. It uses technology to maximize the use of natural resources, like oil and other resources. We're excited about the XPRIZE. Today we rewarded some cars that use oil efficiently and use alternative energy efficiently. The next XPRIZE has to do with oil spill cleanup, and preservation of our planet. Fiscal Oil will be part of the next XPRIZE and should be very successful in cleaning up oil spills such as that happened in the Gulf to improve the quality of life for the people in the Gulf area and around the country and around the globe. And Fiscal Oil is the leader in technology, and that's what's rewarded here today. In our innovative agenda for the United States, Fiscal Oil is using these new technologies in an effective fashion. And look forward to the challenges and meeting those challenges going forward.
All right. You know what? That's Nancy Pelosi's son working with an oil company. Do you see that? Now, let's just imagine if that was, you know, Vice President Pence's son, or if that was President Trump's son. Imagine how the left would be acting. They would be going haywire right now. This is active right now. So, Tom, you saw that. What do you think about them acting that way? I mean, seriously, this is amazing.
Will, it gets even better. We just have a breaking news story on my website, nationalfile.com, by Patrick Howley, a friend of this show. And you're hearing this first on Firepower News, folks. That's why it's so important that you support us. This oil company, Viscoil, is actually a company that did business in Ukraine. That was Nancy Pelosi's son. He has been in Ukraine as recently as 2017. So now this very well could be a big part of the reason why Nancy Pelosi is foaming at the mouth trying to get President Trump impeached. It looks like the scandal may not be merely Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. It could be Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi.
Wow. And they try to say that there was no scandals. They go, oh, there was zero scandals under Obama. They forget about the whole IRS scandal. Forget about Joe Biden and his son's scandal. Forget about now Nancy Pelosi and her son's scandal. I mean, okay, let me ask this. Do we know how long how long Nancy Pelosi's son has been working with this company? Is this like a last yesterday type thing or last year?
No, Will. This has been going on. So that video was released in 2014 and again, just in 2017, still as an executive at Viscoil. We have Paul Pelosi Jr., the son of Nancy Pelosi, going to Ukraine for the purpose of doing business. If you look at the timeline, it's almost like every other year you have Hunter Biden going to Ukraine. You have Paul Pelosi going to Ukraine. This, I think if we get this out long, far and wide enough, if the audience will be proactive and help us get this message out, this could change the narrative, because this shows, again, this is more than just partisan politics. This is more than just trying to defend the corruption of a presidential candidate, former vice president. This could embroil not just Obama. This could embroil the House leadership. Nancy Pelosi, the swamp creature who has been in office 30 some years, 79 years old. Apparently her son, this does not look very good for the Pelosis, Will.
No, it really doesn't at all. I mean, so this was under the Obama administration. All this corruption was taking place, and they try to act like, oh, President Obama was an angel of death, if you ask me. This is insane. And we're supposed to just sweep it all under the rug. You know what? This is the first time that I've seen this video. This video is old, but this is the first time I've seen it. Where is the mainstream media talking about Nancy Pelosi's son? Are we the only ones talking about this? Are we the only ones breaking this news about this? Where is it at? Talking about hypocrites, the left, they're total hypocrites. There's a story here as well. Nancy Pelosi is the leader of the House, and her son is reaping benefits like this. I can only imagine she's reaping benefits too. This is crazy.
Well, I think that this really speaks to the ineptitude of the mainstream media, even Fox News. This again was found by Patrick Halley, who was just on this very program earlier this week on National File, and now it's being broken on Firepower News. This is the information war, folks. They have been ignoring this for 5 years, and it's Will, myself, Patrick, who bring this to you.
And you know what? If this was on, let's say, one of the socialist media outlets, you know, Facebook, so on and so on, Twitter, they would probably suppress this video. They wouldn't want people to know that, hey, wait a minute, you can't show this about Nancy Pelosi. She's our beloved leader of the House. She's trying to impeach President Trump. And you can't compare the two. You can't compare the two. You can't compare. There's no corruption there. Look the other way. Look the other way. You know what? Speaking about looking the other way, and the liberals, when they're being total racist, they don't try to act like it's not even happening. They want people to look the other way. That when it's all along, and I had to learn this myself, it's the left. It's the white people on the left. It's the black people on the left. It's the brown people on the left that are the racist ones. And to prove this point, and the black people, you're like, come on now. I mean, seriously, drop all the racist stuff, right? But Rashida Tlaib, she can't do that. Why? Because she's been trained by the best from the left. Let's go to this video clip.
So here we are on page 3. Anybody look like you say yes?
No? Oh, I don't know. I'm not. You know what? And also, analysts need to be African Americans, not people that are not. Because let me tell you, no, it happens all the time. Okay. It's true. Okay. I mean, I think non-African Americans think African Americans all look the same. I've seen it even on the House floor. People calling Elijah Cummings John Lewis and John Lewis Elijah Cummings, and they're totally different people. I'm just saying.
That's just true.
I see it all the time, and I love them because they like go along with it.
Well, I trust people who are trained.
I know.
Thank you.
Regardless of race. Regardless of gender. It's about the training.
But it doesn't
regardless of race, regardless of gender, we want people that are trained. She just did it. She just pushed the race card, thinking that she's going to get support for some black people. Like, hold on now. See, that's the whole point. Black people need to recognize that Martin Luther King and all of the other civil rights leaders in the past fought to be in this position right now and say, drop all this. He is in a position of authority, and he's like, no, you know what? Drop all that race stuff. I mean, and well, she's pushing
exactly
it.
Right.
Go ahead.
I mean, you can tell she thought that they were going to say, yeah, we can't trust white people. White people are all racist. And you thought that they were just going to, you could tell by the look on her face that she did not expect that reaction. She did not expect them to push back. But it fundamentally comes down to the fact that these people, I mean, if you are somebody who is taught to profile, who's taught to do these various things, you have years of experience. You have good police training. And now, of course, there are bad people who join the police, but it comes to, so ironic to see Rashida Tlaib out there pushing race and getting pushback from African Americans who supposedly are the victims of all of these racist crimes. So I think that's a hilarious video.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it completely backfired on her. And she was like, well, you're not going along with me. And then she tried to use an analogy with Olajuwon McCumming and the other, I like to call them milk duds because they look like milk duds. Both of them look like sourdough milk duds, nasty milk duds that someone threw out the box because they were like too shriveled up or something. I mean, and you know what? Yeah, they do look alike. Both of them do look alike. It's okay to say they look alike. But you know what? The Democrats, they don't care. They just want to push this racial thing to everybody. That's all they want to do. They just want to keep pushing this racial tension and have all of us fighting at each other and getting at each other's throats. Well, I'm telling you, I've had it with them. The American people had it with them. Come 2020, we got to vote them out. We'll be back.
Real news, real people, real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, we're back. So we have a special guest in studio with us right now that's going to tell us about his experience of going to the Joker movie. So I really want to hear this and to hear exactly what took place. So let's go to him here live in the studio.
Well, Will, I've been wanting to come on your show since you launched it, and we're really proud of the fact that you produce your show here. But it's one of the top, you know, new independent broadcasts out there, so we're very honored to be working with you here, and I've been meaning to come in, but I don't want to get you banned if I show up here. But my wife just dropped me off. She came and picked me up so I wouldn't work too late here at the command center. And so we go to the Joker, and as I'm leaving, I said, let me call my security guy. I know this is a big leftist movie. I'd already read a boil down of the script, and we put a report out 3 weeks ago. It's deadly accurate. And it was a well-done movie, very depressing, very sad, but meant to cause mass riots and the killing of police. I mean, and we know Hollywood's funding that. They want a civil war. So a lot of the movies are being funded. There's even a South Park, show out about how the Chi-Coms own, out of the 8 big firms, 6 of the movie production things. So I'm walking out. I'm waiting for my wife to come out of the bathroom. And this, pretty big white dude in a red shirt. I'm just saying that, in case they got surveillance footage. It's not that big a deal. He comes out and he's staring at me going, right by my side, but I'm waiting for her. And I'm sitting there getting text messages from my kids, so I'm not looking. And my security guy has to step in. And then the guy goes, and I hear that. And he goes over to his girlfriend. He goes, that's the effer, son of a bitch. First I'm going to the bathroom. So it's all stylized, It's all stylized. So he goes to the bathroom, because women's bathroom's here. We're walking down here. He goes to the men's bathroom. We go out to the parking lot, and my security guy's waiting to get in his car. I'm getting in mine, and sure enough, that guy comes running out after he'd gone in and took a piss, comes out with his girlfriend or wife, looking everywhere, where is he? Where is he? Making this big scene. And as he went in the bathroom, making a scene, a couple of leftist women kind of looked at me and, it's Alex Jones, ooh. And again, it's only on South Congress. It's only around leftist areas where the leftist trendies hang out. It's very little small areas. But Joker is a leftist sacrament movie about revolution, French Revolution, overthrowing death, as we said. It's exactly what we said, trying to trigger how cool it is to go out and murder the rich. But again, it's the ultra rich that own Hollywood that are financing all this. They mean just kill your neighbor that has a nicer car than you. So it's total class warfare, communism garbage. And just to see these few women and this other guy just all like, ugh, Alex Jones, but then doing the stylized thing where they were just acting like they were going to do something to me, but then at the moment of truth, running in the bathroom, waiting till I left, then running back out. It's all like stylized.
Let me ask you, do you think he didn't realize that we're in Texas? People have means of protecting themselves here in Texas. Did he not put two and two together? Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you would have done that, but I mean, people are not thinking. It's like the left, they don't use their brain cells if they have any.
Well, that's the thing is, what concerns me is I have to take a security guy with me almost everywhere now because I'm sitting there not living in fear. I'm just coming out, turning my phone back on, check how my kids are. My wife's in the bathroom. And this dude, he literally came up and was going, wanting, and I was so out of it, just busy, that I wasn't aware of it. My security guy had to step in. Then the guy does this stylized thing, yells some stuff, runs off in the bathroom, and my security guy's smart. He goes, I bet he comes back out now. This is all all like chicken dance stuff.
So they act like they're scared. You know what I think it is? They act like they're scared of you. So you know what? I'm going to come out here. I'm going to come out here and stand next to you because they all act like they're scared of you. And people think Alex Jones is big, bad,
the leftist
white man. And you're not. I mean, you know what? You have one of the biggest hearts that I've met. And you know, and a lot of people don't understand it. They clam up and they're all Alex Jones. And I got it right here. They've lied so much. They've lied so much about you and it's not even true.
Well, about Trump supporters, you go through
everything, yes.
I wouldn't try to make about me though, Will. I'm just saying, that's how crazy and pissed they are. And imagine when they start the impeachment, how crazy they're going to get.
Then
when the Senate doesn't remove Trump, I think there's going to be riots.
Do you think it's going to cause a physical civil war if they?
They're trying to start one. That's what I'm saying. We sent a crew member to the big film festival because I got invited and I couldn't go. We sent them to the big film festival. You got your guest book, but tomorrow I'll talk more about it on my show. I'll talk about it on your show. But they are definitely trying to trigger something. We sent our crew to the Sundance Film Festival, and behind the scenes they admitted Hollywood is funding revolution, warfare, and the overthrow of society. And these people are watching these movies and believing it and wanting to carry it out.
Yeah.
So it shows how mentally ill they are. Great show, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, let me say that I'm Vice President of the United States. And I was elected to this job along with President Trump. For many reasons. One was to, we were elected for many reasons. One was to rebuild our military. One was to revive our economy. Another was to see conservatives appointed to our courts. Another was to secure our borders. But one of the main reasons we were elected to Washington, D.C. was to drain the swamp. And I think the American people have a right to know if the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position as Vice President during the last administration. That's about looking backwards and understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into. And the president made it very clear that he believes our other nations around the world should look into it as well. I mean, the simple fact is that, when you hold the second highest office in the land, it comes with unique responsibilities. Not just to be above impropriety, but to be above the appearance of impropriety. And clearly in this case, there are legitimate questions that ought to be asked. And we're going to continue to ask them, since the American people have a right to know whether or not the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position. I mean, you look at the video of Vice President Biden, and you see there was clearly a quid pro quo. He said if a prosecutor was not fired, who among other things was investigating the company his son sat on the board of, that he was going to withhold $1 billion. Contrast that with the transcript of the president's phone call with President Zelensky, where there was no quid pro quo, there was no pressure. And I think it's why most Americans want to get answers about what was going on. And to have Ukraine, particularly, as the president said, to get to the bottom of it. And I think that's what the American people would expect and anticipate. But this administration is going to continue to advance the policies and the agenda we were elected to advance. That includes draining the swamp, and that includes demanding that our allies operate honest government in an upright way as well.
Thanks, guys. Okay, so we have our guest. We're going to let Tom Pepper introduce our next guest, firepowernews.com. All right, Tom, are you there?
I'm here. So our next guest is, he is the only person who could possibly follow up that last guest that was totally unscripted and unplanned for. Always a pleasure to see, the frog man on the show. Our next guest is Shad Olson, and Shad has a very successful radio show, growing affiliates every single day. He has a fascinating history and some very, very informed and very unique views on what the Democrats and their allies in the deep state are currently trying to do to President Donald Trump. So Shad Olson, welcome to the show.
Tom Pappert, it's my honor and privilege. I think it's long overdue. I've wanted to have you on my program as well, and ever since our meeting, and I guess you could call it an independent media summit that took place in the woods of North Carolina around a roaring bonfire and some very hospitable male bonding, I've wanted to have you on my show, and I'm very glad to be here tonight.
I'm glad you could make it. Very, very honored to have you here. So tell us a little bit. You are you're a phenomenal writer. You're a phenomenal host. Tell us a little bit about exactly how you see things unfolding with this impeachment scandal. And tell us, what do you think the deep state's true goal is here? And what is President Trump doing to fight back?
Well, we know what the deep state is doing. Every single thing that we see right now is psychological warfare. There's a vault deep in the bowels somewhere under Langley, Virginia, where there are binders and folders and just endless catacombs full of psychological warfare operations. And at some point in the past, in some point in history past, somebody went downstairs into that catacomb and they pulled out a folder that was labeled Operation Crossfire Hurricane. And that was basically break glass in case of populist conservative resurgence in the United States. And so the awakening happens in the form of the 2016 Donald Trump campaign. They see everything happening, and they realize this is their last ditch to try to avert what could be a reset of the country, what could be a reset of the economy, what could be the peeling back of this sabotage, this facilitated rise of the Chinese hegemon, the Chinese hegemony that we see dominating the globe. And they open this binder, and they run this operation against Donald Trump. And if you're a head of state around the world at this time, are we not is the Democrat Party not the laughingstock of the entire world when you realize they're trying to make it so that the American president cannot even have a private conversation with another head of state? That is the most outlandish, stupendous, stupid, ignorant thing that we could ever see in this government, and it's all part of this this outlay that is the most egregious undertaking of political sabotage and treason. It is traitorship writ large against this president and this administration. It needs to be dealt with as treason. You're Mike Pence talking right there. Absolutely. Looking back at what the corruption has been is not looking forward to 2020. It's trying to deal with realism, with intelligence, and with righteous justice against the evil that has had its fingers wrapped around the throat of this constitutional republic. Donald Trump is fighting this almost one-man battle, you guys have done wonderful work, and I continue to watch with great encouragement and enthusiasm everything InfoWars is doing in terms of being part of this battle, as Alex calls it, the tip of the spear, and we all need to be in here slugging for everything we're worth, because this is the final battle. I know you guys feel that in the same way that I do.
Mr. Olson, this is Will Johnson. Thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, Will.
Do you think with the Democrats doing all of this insanity, do you think it's going to actually lead to a physical civil war? Or do you think that people are just talking about it and hopefully it doesn't happen?
I think that there are a number of eventualities that the Democrats, the deep state communists, would much rather ruin the nation and destroy the world than to actually see a conservative populist resurgence in America that would sweep the planet. We see these uprisings. Name a country and you see this happening. You see, this national populist movement fighting back against the globalists at long last. This is the resurgence and the renaissance we've been waiting for. And the globalists would much rather destroy the world than to see this actually take hold and to suffer defeat. They are the rule or ruin party. They would rather ruin America than have America back in the hands of patriots and populists and conservatives and libertarians from coast to coast. And that is the reason that we know that they don't have any love in their hearts for what America has been, and they have no business ever being given the reins of total power in this nation ever again. But they would much rather have a civil war than to see Donald Trump get reelected in 2020, and I believe that is that's one of the eventualities. We could see all kinds of false flag attacks. You know, the potential the FBI has laid with this Joker movie. You saw Alex talk about that earlier with the Joker movie coming out and warning, you know, that there could be mass shooting events at this movie screening in the same way that they came out and warned about 4chan and 8chan and even goddamn Per Trump and the Q movement and how we are the new domestic insurrectionist, white supremacist terrorists in the United States. And, oh, be careful. These people are going to be shooting everybody. Be careful. These people are going to be attacking everyone. And in 13 to 16 hours after that last FBI announcement, we saw three mass shootings. And I believe this FBI warning about the Joker could be the same kind of entree and the same kind of trigger moment to see those kind of events around the nation. And every card is on the table because they know their backs are against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Tom. I think you're exactly right, Chad. And I know that we're getting close to running out of time, so this question may go into the next break. But what can average everyday populace, obviously us three, we all have a voice and we're able to amplify some of these truths out to the public a little bit more. What do you suggest the viewers at home do to try to keep this republic that we've got, to keep the nationalist populist movement alive and growing, and to fight back peacefully, lawfully, and politically against this psychological warfare we're seeing from the left?
Well, Tom, I think it's all about localism. Nationalism is just the form of localism that works against globalism, and it's the only ship floating that's going to be able to win a victory against the global communist movement and the global tyranny that they have planned for the United States and the rest of the world. We have to stay in contact in an organic way with each other as communities. We've been shoved into these internet ghettos, and everybody communicates by phone, and everybody communicates on social media. We have to have face-to-face interactions, gatherings of patriots and people, and we need to, in our social circles and our gatherings of family and friends, we have to stay plugged in and passionately involved.
We'll talk more when we come back. Welcome back. We have Chad Owens with us, and he was finished. He was talking about, we're going to let him finish up his answer that he had from Tom Pepper. Are we still there? You there, sir?
So
Chad Oceans, I'm right? Here. Okay.
There he is.
Do you so recall you what you're
about?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
Tom.
you were talking about localization, and I agree completely that we have to get out of these internet digital ghettos that Matt Drudge talked about 4 years ago or 3 years ago on the Alex Jones show.
Absolutely.
So
right.
If you can expand on that, how do we escape
something? Mike Pence said something recently. He said that we need to put down our phones and get back to our families. And I think that that's just really basic and really wise counsel. I mean, put the phone down, get back to your faith, get back to your family, get back to the organic connectedness to the earth. And I go out and I feed my chickens and walk around the acreage of my place here in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota that I'm so fortunate and blessed to call home. And there's just a sense of calm and a sense of peace and a sense of reconnectedness that happens in terms of refreshing ourselves and really being able to wipe away a lot of the negativity and everything that pervades inside the social media sphere. It's easy when you're doing this to just be so enveloped and entranced and invested in it all the time that it can become a very toxic and toxifying thing. And I think just for listeners and for casual observers and people who are invested in this fight, it's really important for us to get back to the essence of why it is that we're fighting so hard, and that's the preservation of family. That's the preservation of the freedom of our faith, freedom of speech, freedom to pick up a gun and go out in the woods and shoot some stuff. You know, this is what it's all about, and if we lose the essence of that, we're really missing the point about what the battle is all about to begin with.
Right. You know, before we went into the break, you were mentioned about how other countries are starting to stand up and rise up. And I think you hit on something that was really important. Let me ask you this. When President Trump was at the UN, and I think it probably went even hours later, Nancy Pelosi went ahead and called for, to start the impeachment process. Do you think someone or the higher ups, the globalists, probably said, okay, you know what? This president from the United States is here at the UN telling us that he's going to continue to have America be a sovereign nation. Do you think that is a problem for them? And do you think they possibly, put down the order to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to go ahead and start it?
Well, there's no doubt that the deep state has never seen or felt the sort of irritation that Donald Trump represents. I mean, it's an historic moment. And that speech in front of the United Nations, all of us need to be on our knees to the Heavenly Father praying that becomes a watershed, a historical moment that's actually written into the history books of the future as the turning point in this battle between globalism and populism and a return to national sovereignty that is the only way for there to continue to be a contest between good ideas and bad ideas in terms of how countries are run. That's the essence of this conflict and fight. There's no doubt that they wanted to retaliate. There's no doubt that the deep state wanted to get back at Trump and to inflict more damage against him. But let's not lose track, gentlemen, of where we are. This is not yet impeachment. This is impeachment light. They don't have the testicular fortitude. I'm very sorry, Nancy Pelosi, but you don't have the balls yet to actually do what impeachment is all about. They want all of the smoke. They want all of the fire. They want all the bombast and all the mainstream, fake stream, lame stream media attention that is created by this fake impeachment process. This is impeachment light. It's diet impeachment, and they're using it as a media edifice and artifice, just like they've used every single other hoax against Donald Trump, but this is not yet the actual impeachment process. They want all the media damage and the recrimination and defamation against Donald Trump, but they don't have the guts to subject their witnesses and their fraud and their perjury and everything that we know about Spygate. They don't have the guts to put it all on the table and actually go for broke. And we need to be very clear about that distinction as we describe this process to listeners and everybody across the country.
Very good.
I think that you're completely right, Chad. And I don't know, you may not have caught this. I barely caught it about 10 minutes before this show started. There was a report out and it was in Axios, whatever that is. I guess it's a bunch of Politico rejects got together and started their own fake news website. But the report, of course, anonymous White House sources say that President Trump is going to essentially force the Democrats to hold a House vote on whether or not to actually start this impeachment process. So do you think that's a wise move from the hopefully patriotic populist Republicans? What do you think the Democrats will respond with if that does happen?
Yeah, I could see a scenario, Tom, where they literally back away from this and beg for mercy. I mean, as delusional as they are, Trump has force them into a position, either by cracking the door and letting somebody hear just a portion of the contents of this phone call, or whatever led, whatever chain of event led to the so-called fictitious whistleblower, that moment inside the White House. Trump has led them, and he has tempted them into a feint, a political gamut that is forcing them to pull the pin on their own hand grenade and drop it down their blouse. And I think it's artful strategy, and I think it's multi-layered, and I think it's one of the most brilliant strategic moves that we've seen in American political history. They want no part of this, because imagine the witnesses that are going to show up to testify. If there is equality of evidentiary, if there is at long last, they stop violating Trump's Sixth Amendment rights to face his accusers and actually, you know, get into the meat and the bone and the potato of what this is actually all about. Trump, we're going to be able to call every single witness tied to the Spygate conspiracy. We're going to be able to call Alexandra Chalupa to the stand and say, wait, you know, tell us about how you gamed Paul Manafort. Tell us how you, as a DNC operative, began the operation in Ukraine that led to the Spygate conspiracy. Tell us about all this, Alexandra. Let's delve into this and see how many crimes you broke as an American citizen working against American interests on foreign soil. This is a rabbit hole they do not want to go down. They want to pretend to be about rooting out Trump's corruption, but it's all fake. Every single bit of it is hoax. None of it is any more real than Jussie Smollett's noose or Brett Kavanaugh's history as a serial rapist. It all comes from the same hatful of rabbits that they've been pulling out for 3 years, and they have simply they haven't just jumped the shark. They've jumped an entire, you know, Pacific Ocean worth of sharks.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think one of the main reasons why Nancy Pelosi, because you remember she kept holding off from doing the impeachment. She kept holding off. But I think one of the reasons is because they believe that they have the public opinion on it now. And I noticed, like, the lamestream media, they're constantly saying that the American people want impeachment. The American people want impeachment. But I've never been asked, do I want impeachment? Have you? I mean, where are they getting these numbers from?
Well, these polls, you know, come to you from the same fine folks who the Keebler elves who cooked up the polling numbers in 2016, that had Hillary up by 28 points, and, you know, exactly, the inevitability of the Hillary Empress coronation that never quite happened. We know the problems, and we know the deceit that they're using the polling process for. And let's never forget either that, you know, although the polling seems to be shifting in favor of impeachment, realize also we have record fundraising numbers for the RNC in the wake of the impeachment announcement, and Donald Trump's popularity is actually moving up during that time period. There are indicators that show that everything that they're trying to put together in terms of manufactured public opinion is absolute farce.
Yeah, well, is it ShadOwens.com, correct?
Shad Olson.
Shad Olson. I apologize, Shad. Chad Olson.
No problem, Will. It's a difficult name, but it's lasted me this long, so I think we'll keep it.
awesome. Hey, thank you for coming on with us, sir. Take care. God bless. All right, it's firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this.
Days from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right, welcome back, firepowernews.com. We have a special guest with us, Damani Felder. He is a conservative activist speaking out against the Democrat craziness. He shares a YouTube channel with his brother called The Wright Brothers. I love it. He's actually in D.C. right now with the Black Leadership Summit. And this week, we get to talk to him. Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us. Glad to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Will. I appreciate it. It's good to see you as well.
Awesome. So we have my main man, Tom Pepper. He's riding with us. He's co-host. So I know you're in D.C. right now, and you're there for the Black Leadership Summit. What has your experience been so far? Because I know you're going to the White House tomorrow, right? That's correct?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, so go ahead, just tell us what your experience is right now so far.
Sure, so we all got in earlier today, and the best way to describe night one was really just a kickoff rally, a way to really invigorate a lot of people who have, honestly, we've been through a lot these last 3+ years since Donald Trump was elected. It has not been an easy road by any means, but this has been a great Kickstarter for us to just really coalesce around those values that attracted us to Donald Trump in the first place. You know, remember that we're not alone out here. It's easy for the liberal left to make us feel like we're the only ones out here on islands, but that's simply not the case. And it's so refreshing to be around like-minded patriots who really do just care about putting America first. And the fact that that's even a controversial concept in 2019 really goes to show you the state of America that the liberal media really has perpetuated now.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine so. Tom Pepper's riding shot got wind of, so Tom?
So I'm really, it's phenomenal what's being accomplished. Do you think, obviously you're at the summer right now, how do you think the polls are going to go for President Trump in 2020 when it comes to Black and Hispanic support? Some people say that it's rising. Other people say, the Democrats, of course, are hoping that nothing will budge over the next year. What are your thoughts?
To be honest, at this point, the only place the polls can go is up from this point. Because everything that President Trump has done, he's basically followed through on his campaign promises. And what's unfortunate, though, is that the average American doesn't even know that because the mainstream media is not telling them. The mainstream media didn't tell them that by virtue of the First Step Act, which President Trump pushed and signed into law, 91% of the people who were freed by the First Step Act came from the African American community. We don't talk about opportunity zones. We don't talk about the lower Black unemployment rate, the lowest that we've ever seen since it was reported. We talked about how Black people are being lifted out of poverty and off of food stamps. And these are big wins for our community. But if you turn on CNN and MSNBC, you would have no idea. You would think that America was 50 years in the past compared to where we were even just 3 years ago. So it's really a shame that we have to almost re-educate the average American person because the media is in the state of perpetual disinformation and misinformation. It is willful. It is subversive. It is a shame that we have to put up with this in 2019 because when a rising tide lifts all boats, it doesn't matter what color you are in America. If America's doing better, then you will be doing better. But people are against that notion, and people want President Trump to fail so badly that they will refuse to give him props for helping the causes that are unique to our community. And I just have a huge issue with that.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what has it been like being a Black conservative showing support for President Trump? You know, they say he's racist. What has been your experience in that?
There's so many anecdotes I could give you, Will, but I guess the easiest way to say it is that you have to become a warrior of sorts to be a conservative of color in 2019. Yes. That is wholly the mainstream media's fault. But it goes to show you that when you take a stand for something, let's be honest, America and everything that makes us great, we were founded on insubordination. Let's not make any mistake about that. We were founded on the notion that what we had before isn't working, so now let's try this new direction. And for some reason, now this new direction is being miscast deliberately by the mainstream media to be racist. People say, oh, make America great again is racist. That's simply not true. But even if we were to say, people say, oh, make America great again, when was America ever great for Black people? And that just goes to show a profound lack of understanding of what Black history really is. Because if you do your due diligence, you'll know that the first 23 Black people elected to Congress were Republicans. You'll know that the Republican Party of Texas, where, Will, I know you and I are, the Republican Party of Texas was founded on July 4th, 1867. It was founded by 150 Blacks and 20 whites. People don't know that. And no. So if you want to talk about Make America Great Again being a racist slogan, when was America ever great? America, we made great strides even in the 1800s. But the Democrats, over a long period of time, slowly eroded away at those freedoms that we were experiencing. And now we find ourselves back in this lurch of perpetual, almost servanthood, to the Democrat Party, where the Democrat Party dangles something in front of us and says, we'll give you free money, we'll give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just to keep you satiated, but not enough to actually help lift us out of poverty, because they don't want us there. They want us to continue to be shackled to them. They want to continue to be our benefactors. And if they can keep us in this state of perpetual disadvantage, then they have control over us. And what they really are scared of is that there are more and more people who look like you and me who are waking up and saying that, no, we reject this notion of inherent victimhood, of being subservient to everyone else. We acknowledge that we have so much opportunity here in America, And you can't take that away from me just because of the color of my skin.
That is so incredibly true. I loved what you just said about the left trying to make America great again or America first seem racist. You know, they keep moving the goalposts. And now, of course, this, the okay sign is now racist according to the ADL. You can't have a bowl cut. What do you think this is doing in terms of waking people up? Do you think people believe that this is white supremacy, or do you think that this is pushing people to the point of, okay, this is absurd or something going on here?
No, what I really think is I believe that politics and society as a whole operates on a pendulum, and that a pendulum can only swing so far in one direction before it has to course correct. What I'm heartened by is the fact that there are more and more Generation Z kids who are coming of age to vote who are seeing through this. It's as if in the past, my parents' generation, even those who were just baby boomers and all, those people, they were very much black and white, right is right, wrong is wrong. And many people in my generation, they swung the pendulum to the other side and said, we want to do whatever we want. Everyone's a winner. Everyone gets a trophy. Everything is racist now. And then the younger kids almost are saying, we reject that. We're going to swing it back the other way. So I'm heartened by seeing more people who look like myself, who are young, who are getting involved in the political game early, because that's what's most important. Because if the media can get in your head when you're young, they know it's more easy for you to be controlled. But if you throw off that those shackles, those mental and ideological shackles they tried all too often to put on you at an early age, I think it's much harder for you to start falling prey to these more and more ludicrous lies that, you know, like you said, bowl cuts are racist or the okay symbol is racist. You can open Google right now and you can find articles saying, I did it myself a few weeks ago. You can find articles saying palm trees are racist, clowns are racist.
They even said peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist if you use white bread.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it's insane. It's insane. You know what? You're spot on. And I've had it where they call us those colorful names just because we're Trump supporters, and they say, how can you support this racist? And I really gets to me is when they say, how can you support him being who you are? And I'm like, what does that even mean, who I am? I'm an American citizen. How come I can't support the sitting president of the United States? And they said, what, you have dreadlocks and you're black. What does that mean? How is that not racist? I know you've heard it. We've heard it constantly. And it's degrading to me that, and it's degrading to everybody. And then the Democrats also say that women, specifically black women, they're not going to go anywhere because women know their place. I so hate myself right now because I did not record when they were saying it on CNN, saying black women aren't going anywhere. They're not going anywhere because they're already controlled. And we've got to wake up more and more black people, more and more white people, more and more brown people to realize the Democrats are against all of us. Yes, they are. We got to vote them out. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. We have our guest, Damani Belder. So, Damani, we were going out to the break and we were talking about how the Democrats and how they're, you know, with all their stuff. And if you're a black conservative supporting President Trump, how they attack you. So I have another question for you. I think the Democrats are pushing this whole whistleblower thing. You know, I personally think they made it up. Because they're doing this, I think they're doing it because of the 2020 election, and they're not going to win it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is just the latest attempt by the Democrats to cast the spotlight away from their own shortcomings and their own failures. We know already that Russian collusion just went up in smoke, and that was no surprise really to anyone, because after a while, you have to just realize that you need to just accept the results of the election and move forward. That's what I think their base wants to see. And I think that if I was anyone who supported the Democrat Party, I would be pretty embarrassed at the fact that all they seem preoccupied with is trying to delegitimize his presidency. Remember, it bears mentioning that Hillary Clinton called President Trump out directly for saying that he said that he might not respect the results of the election if he lost. She called that a direct threat to our democracy. So they have become that which they claim to despise. And with this whistleblower thing, it's just the latest domino that they're trying to push over to try to, I think, really just keep their base interested and try to divert attention away from the real big wins that the Trump administration has been having and continues to have. That's really all I can think of when I think of this whistleblower deal. It's nothing more than just trying to divert attention away from the progress that's being made at the hands of President Trump and his administration.
So I think that you're completely right, that they're just throwing whatever they can and hoping it will stick. I'm wondering, you're in Washington, D.C. I know that you thankfully don't spend a lot of time in the swamp, but have you been able to get a feel, at least at where you're at and the people who you're seeing, what is the mood? Are folks worried about this whistleblower? Are they laughing in the face of the whistleblower? What's kind of the mood in your circles?
The mood that I can tell, I'll tell you this. I was in an Uber on my way from the airport to the hotel I'm staying at, and I was talking to the Uber driver who was driving me around. And the best way to describe how he felt about the whole thing, because we did start talking about politics, he just really sounded confused. And he was just like, yeah, no one really knows what's going on anymore. Everyone's just trying to keep up and pay attention. It's because every time you turn around, there's some new wrinkle and there's some new wild, fantastic claim. But honestly, odds are is going to end up making the Democrats look really bad when it comes out that they actually are the ones who are guilty of acting in ways that they're trying to accuse Trump of acting. So I think most people are just really confused by this. They're like, why won't you just let this go and instead just focus on what you're going to do or propose to try to beat him? But the Democrats are so preoccupied by trying to delegitimize President Trump at every turn now, they've really lost sight of what they're supposed to be doing for their base. And I think they're going to pay the price of the ballot box in 2020 next year.
So let me ask you, DeMond, do you think this, what the Democrats are doing, do you think this is going to create more conservatives? Do you think this is going to create more Trump supporters from all of, you know, with them doing the impeachment, with them attacking him the way that they are? Do you think it's going to create people to start supporting him more?
It has to. It has to. The more people see the Trump policies actually that have been put in place actually start working for America, the more people start to feel that success for themselves. That's not something that they can have taken away from them. And that's what the Democrats really fear, is that more and more Americans will start to see the positive effects of what President Trump is doing by trying to put America first, by trying to curb illegal immigration, by saying, hey, if illegal immigrants are coming to America, then they're competing for your jobs, or worse, leeching off of your tax dollars that you pay into the welfare system, then in that case, who is the true loser here? Who is being played for the fool? And if you start to see rising home incomes, which we have started to see, if you see rising black entrepreneurship, which we have demonstrably seen since Trump was elected, it can't help but to continue to bolster how the public views him. And that's why I keep on saying that Democrats, they want to do everything they can to take attention away from those big wins that we continue to be having.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you honed in on something really important right there. I mean, study after study has shown that African Americans are the most hurt by illegal immigration, because these people come here and they take jobs that African Americans can use to get a leg up into the economy and to really start the process of creating generational wealth. And I'm wondering, have you seen a knowledge, is this getting through to people, that what President Trump is doing with America First policies is, as you say, rising up everybody, but really allowing communities that have historically been marginalized to rise up for the first time since LBJ?
I think the biggest proof of that, of what you just mentioned, is the fact that incrementally over these last, you know, even 4 or 5 years or so, we started to see the Democrats start to focus more and more on illegal immigrants and pandering to them, and less comparatively pandering to our demographic. And that can only tell me one thing in my mind as I deductively reason all of this. And that is that they realize that more and more people, to your point, are indeed waking up who are in the black community. And now they realize they have to now get this new demographic that's coming in because they realize they're starting to lose the foothold they've had on the black community for the last 5, 6, 7, even decades.
Right. So let me ask you, when people ask you, why do you support President Trump? What is your, do you have like a quick response that you give them?
Let me try to condense it down as fast as I can. So for those of you who don't know, I come from a military background. Both my parents were in the armed forces. So I'm 27 years old and I've moved 21 times. And with that, I would say the biggest thing that I've seen is that the reason that I support Donald Trump and his policies in America First is because I've seen firsthand how wanting people in other parts of the world are. I've driven past people who were fleeing from Albania even, and they were living in Greece on the side of the road under tarps, and that to them was the best they could do. So when I see people constantly try to encourage me and people who look like me to besmirch this country, which has given us so much opportunities and which has done such a complete 180 on race relations in the last one generation almost, I simply cannot bring myself to tear down the country that has done so much for me and my people and that continues to do so much for us under the Trump administration. Yeah. So that's probably the biggest reason why.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on with us and it's been a real honor. So next week, if you can, come back on with us and talk about your visit to the White House and how it turned out.
I would love to. Hey, congrats again on the new show, Will. God is
thank
good.
Thank you. All right, thank you. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Okay. So I think, Tom, you wanted to do another quick plug for Chad Owens.
Yeah.
Owens, right?
I just want to apologize to our viewers. We got that website just a little bit wrong. It's ShadOlsonShow.com. ShadOlsonShow.com. That was our last guest. And of course, we just had Damani Felder. You can find him on Twitter as well as YouTube, The Wright Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know what? It's been really exciting, Tom. And it's been really exciting. We're Thursday now. We're at Thursday and I'm really excited to have you. And it's been a real honor to be on here with you and to do what we've been doing. And I look forward to many more weeks, many more years, if possible, whatever God blesses us with. So I know we're getting ready to run out right now. We have just a couple more minutes. I want to thank everyone for joining us because you support our sponsors. It makes it possible for a gentleman like Tom Peppert and myself to be here, and it's absolutely wonderful, and we greatly appreciate your support. So please take advantage. Is it still going on right now, the Black Friday? Please take advantage of it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. When you buy the products, you make it possible for us to be here. I need to talk about this more often throughout the broadcast, but we have all of this exciting news that we're talking about and all of these wonderful guests that we bring on with us. And I just want to make sure that we put this plug in there because without you, the listeners, the viewers, you, the American people, they're going to destroy us. And this is one way that we get to fight. This is one way that we get to engage. So by you supporting our sponsors, you make it happen. I want to thank everyone for joining us this Thursday evening. We will be back tomorrow on Friday, God's willing. And of course, we will have more clips because the left, they're not going to let up. They're going to attack our president. And as long as we have breath in us, we're going to keep fighting. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless our President Trump. See you tomorrow.